Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and especially when we get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Bob Prosen. Bob is the President and CEO of Prosen Center for Business Advancement. He helps companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward. He's the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye. He's a guy who worships at the throne of results. And he's here to talk to us about something that's very important, and that's the sustainability of your competitive advantage. Bob Prosen, welcome back.
Jim, it's great to be with you again. Thank you for inviting me.
Good to have you back. You know, Bob, we all have reasons why people buy from us. In the old days, when I was coming up, probably, you know, maybe when you were coming up too, Bob, you're a little younger than me, your competitive advantage was really associated with the classic value proposition, which is price, product, service, right? That kind of thing. But competitive
right.
advantage today is much more multifaceted than that, isn't it? It includes not only those things, because those things are kind of basic now, table stakes, so to speak. Now, competitive advantage includes the way people feel about you, the relevance that you have for them. So it's gotten a lot more complicated, hasn't it?
It's gotten incredibly complicated. And plus, there's so many niches now, and everybody's nipping at our heels. We have to be so clear as to how we are different in a way that matters to our customers. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can't articulate that, then the competitive advantage is really lost. It's for naught. And if we don't have one, then we're a commodity in a way because we can't differentiate ourselves, so we're going to get beat up on price all the time.
Well, you and I have, I'm sure you have, as I have, seen people literally go out of business because they still thought that their competitive advantage was associated with their products or their price, and they just kept, you know, over time, long-term businesses, their equity would erode little by little every year till they finally would be just a shell of a company, and they go out of business.
How true that is. I mean, you know, look at some of the good to great companies. Look at mm-hmm. Circuit City. It was
yeah.
number one. It was huge. They lost their competitive advantage. They're gone.
Mm-hmm.
We can go on and on and on with the companies where that's happened. Look at Borders now. Look at what's happening to online music. If you don't stay current as to what your customers really want from you, it's a matter of time before you become a dinosaur.
Right.
And things are moving so quickly, it can happen to you actually pretty quick, within a couple of years.
It can. Yeah, and the technology shows up in two, as a double-edged sword. One side of the sword is a lever to help you, you know, take advantage of it. The other side is a disruptor. And if you're not in a position to take advantage, then you're going to get run over by the disruptor.
I think that is so true. And the more we know about our customers, and more importantly, Jim, why do they buy?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they buy anything?
From anyone, not just from you. Why do they buy from anyone?
That is so true. And here's the key to it. And if people can get their head around this one comment, it will make a big difference in the way they go to market. Companies buy for one reason, and that's to solve problems, period, for
mm-hmm.
no other reason. And if you understand that, you truly get it, then what you'll do is you'll position yourself as what? The solution.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key to this whole thing, and we don't look at it that way. A lot of times we're saying, we have a product, let's make sure that they have a need, and we'll connect it to
us. As if they wake up in the morning and say, I just need to buy something.
Right.
like somebody woke up and said, oh, let me buy something right now. That's not why they do it, folks. They have an itch. They have an itch. Somebody has to scratch.
That's exactly right. And I think the more you know about that, the better. And I've been working with some companies, Jim, on some cool stuff. And the strategy is give before you get. When you hear that, what do you think, Jim, when I say give before you give? What
yeah, that makes me feel like that I'm contributing something. I'm showing them that I'm worthy, and not by of what I know and what I say and what I demonstrate, not what I sell.
That's exactly what it is. So if I know my customers' problems and I can begin to solve those problems without self-promotion, think about that. This is such a different approach.
And the word that encapsulates all that, Bob, that I've been talking about now for the last couple of years, the word that really covers all that is relevance. Competitiveness in the age of the customer, Bob, as you know, competitiveness is being trumped by relevance.
How true that is.
And that's what you've been working on. We're going to talk some more about this, folks, with our good friend Bob Prosen. His book is called Kiss Theory Goodbye. I'm Jim Blasingame, 20 Tales He Wins. We'll be right back.
Kingdom in that house on the hill. Looking out for love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.